WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super important, building strong boundaries and mastering those assertiveness skills. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes even when your inner voice screams no? You know that feeling when someone's asking for a favor, and you just want to be a good person, but deep down you're already stretched thin. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, friends. Saying yes to everything is not actually being a good person. It's often code for sacrificing your own well-being, your time, and even your goals. And in today's world, where things are constantly demanding our attention, learning to set boundaries and speak up confidently is more crucial than ever. So, what are some key takeaways we can grab from the ancient wisdom of Stoicism that can help us build those rock-solid boundaries? First, remember the concept of what is in your control. Stoics believed in focusing on our own thoughts, actions, and reactions, things we actually have power over. That means external stuff like other people's requests, deadlines, or even global events are outside our control. We can't control them, but we can control how we respond to them. And that's where boundaries come in. They act as filters, helping us choose how we engage with the world and protect our precious time and energy. Second, practice mindful awareness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for hours on end, though that can be helpful too. Just take a moment before saying yes to something. Check in with yourself. Are you truly excited about it? Does it align with your values and goals? If the answer is no, don't feel guilty about politely declining. Remember, you are not obligated to please everyone. Third, cultivate clear communication. This might seem obvious, but being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive. It's about expressing your needs and desires clearly and respectfully. Use I statements to own your feelings and boundaries. For example, instead of saying you're always asking me to do things, try I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments. Could we talk about how to prioritize? Fourth, remember that it's okay to say no. Seriously, this is a game changer. Saying no doesn't make you selfish or rude, it simply allows you to protect your time and energy for the things that truly matter. And often, when you set boundaries, people will respect them more. And finally, be patient with yourself. Building strong boundaries takes practice and courage. There will be times when you stumble or feel hesitant. But each time you assert yourself, even in small ways, you're strengthening your self-worth and creating a healthier relationship with the world around you. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night and your best friend calls asking to grab dinner. You really want to relax at home and binge watch that new show everyone's raving about. But instead of saying no because you don't want to hurt the feelings, you end up agreeing even though you know you'll feel drained and resentful later. Sound familiar? This happens all the time. But what if you had the courage to say, hey, I really appreciate the invite, but I'm planning on catching up on that show tonight. Maybe we can grab coffee next week? See, it's not about saying no all the time, it's about choosing your commitments wisely and honoring your own needs. You'll feel more fulfilled, less stressed, and ultimately have stronger relationships because you're being genuine and authentic. So there you have it, a few timeless Stoic tools to help you build those unshakable boundaries and become a master of assertiveness. Remember, your time, energy, and well-being are precious resources. Invest them wisely by saying yes to what matters most and learning to say no without guilt. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to set this week? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep striving for that virtuous life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.